World Economic Forum's Young Global Leaders Grooms Future Globalists. By Mark Anderson. Just as the Council on Foreign Relations has, for 100 years, graduated select heavy hitters from the private sector's upper echelons into top government positions to pursue a one-world agenda, scores of other think tanks here and abroad have special programs suited for youth who are given the opportunity to climb the proverbial power ladder and become tomorrow's leaders in globalism. Most of us have heard of Oxford's Rhodes Scholar Program, where graduates are groomed for globalism. According to news site Chartwell, 12 alumni of Oxford hold leadership positions in President Joe Biden's administration, with responsibilities ranging from national security to science policy. Out of 25 members of the president's cabinet, 3 are Oxford alumni and Rhodes Scholars, including Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, America's first openly gay cabinet official. 9 others hold non-cabinet leadership positions, such as White House staff. But far less attention is paid to programs such as the Chicago Council on Global Affairs Young Professionals Program, as well as the Academic WorldQuest National Competition of the World Affairs Councils of America, WACA, an umbrella organization that's home to 90-plus World Affairs Councils that operate in major cities and regions in 40 U.S. states. According to WACA's website, the next generation of leaders, scholars, and decision-makers are prepared to thrive in a rapidly changing world where our national interests are intertwined with the global community, which is one of the greatest challenges facing our country. It requires a renewed enthusiasm for global studies in our high schools. Too many American students today fall behind their counterparts from other countries in their knowledge and understanding of world history, geography, and current international events. The mission of Academic WorldQuest is to close the gap. Emphasis in original. In 1992, Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum, WEF, launched a program initially called Global Leaders of Tomorrow, GLT, that, in 2004, was renamed the Forum for Young Global Leaders, or Young Global Leaders, YGL, for short. Jacob Nordengard, writing on the respected investigative Canadian-based news site, Global Research, quoted Schwab as saying, "I mention names like Mrs. Angela Merkel, even Vladimir Putin and so on, they all have been young global leaders of the World Economic Forum. But what we are really proud of now with the young generation like Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, the President of Argentina and so on, is that we penetrate the cabinets. It is true in Argentina and it is true in France now." Describing the YGL, Nordengard added, "The aim was, and is, to find suitable future leaders for the emerging global society. The program has since its inception included politicians, business leaders, royalty, journalists, performers, and other cultural influencers who have excelled in their fields. It has since grown into an extensive global network of dedicated leaders with enormous resources and influence, all working to implement the technocratic plans of the World Economic Forum in their respective nations and fields. Since 1992, several highly influential politicians and corporate leaders with household names advanced in this network: Angela Merkel, Tony Blair, Nicolas Sarkozy, Bill Gates, U2 singer Bono, Richard Branson, Yorma Alola, Shell Oil, and José Manuel Barroso, European Commission President, 2004-2014. Blair, Gates, and Barroso went on to attend the super-exclusive world networking and power consolidation planning sessions known as the Bilderberg Meetings. Ever since GLT became YGL, partners such as the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Google, and JP Morgan Chase, via alumni from the program, have also participated as sponsors, Nordengard explained. He continued, "The ultimate consequence of combining public-private partnerships and these target areas is the creation of a largely tyrannical social contract in which the individual has become subordinated to these powerful interests. Noble goals of creating a better world have also been kidnapped. This is especially evident in the context of the partnership between the WEF and the UN and the implementation of Agenda 2030 through the application of the technologies of the WEF's Fourth Industrial Revolution. This analysis corroborates what this AFP writer has long stated: groups like Bilderberg and the various organizations and individuals that collectively comprise the Bilderberg Network, which includes some notables from these globalist youth training programs, are bent on the outright privatization of government itself, not just components of it, such as monetary policy. Nordengard put it this way: "This means that the democratic principles and division of power of the 20th century have largely been completely undermined and replaced by a new global class that shapes our common future based on their own interests. This has led to a de facto privatization of both national governments and international organizations, where lobbyists are no longer kept in the lobby, but have moved into the seat of power, shaping policies directly affecting our lives. This has become particularly evident since the pandemic was declared in March 2020. In addition, leading multinational investment management corporations such as BlackRock, led by WEF's Larry Fink, have constantly moved their positions forward. According to German economist and journalist Ernst Wolf, many of the national leaders included in the YGL program were selected for their willingness to carry out COVID lockdowns without asking any questions. Yet, Nordengard believes their impending failure, as evidenced by a growing dissatisfaction of the masses, will be used as an excuse to create a new form of global government ere the old nation-states become largely obsolete. This writer, however, believes that activists, citizen journalists, and alternative news outlets such as AFP must continue spreading the word. The tyrannical response to the COVID pandemic could become the very thing that freedom-loving people can leverage to keep humanity free and nation-states intact, because the tyrants may have overplayed their hands. Some influential young global leaders: Crown Princess Victoria of Sweden, Crown Prince Haakon of Norway, Crown Prince Frederick of Denmark, Prince Jamie de Parme, Netherlands, Jacinda Ardern, New Zealand PM, Alexander de Croo, Belgian PM, President Emmanuel Macron, France, Sanna Marin, Prime Minister, Finland, President Carlos Alvarado, Quesada, Costa Rica, Ida Auken, MP, former Minister of Environment, Denmark, author of the infamous article, "Welcome to 2030, I own nothing, have no privacy, and life has never been better." Annalena Baerbock, Minister of Foreign Affairs, leader of Alliance 90/Die Grünen, Germany. Chrystia Freeland, Deputy PM and Minister of Finance, Canada. Martin Guzman, Minister of Finance, Argentina. Paula Ingebayer, Minister of Information and Communications Technology and Innovation, Rwanda. Ronald Lamola, Minister of Justice and Correctional Services, South Africa. Birgitta Olsen, Minister for European Union Affairs, 2010-2014, Sweden. Mona Sahlin, Party Leader of the Social Democrats, 2007-2011, Sweden. Stav Schaffer, Green Party Leader, Israel. Leonardo DiCaprio, actor and climate activist, United States. Jack Ma Yun, founder of Alibaba. Larry Page, founder of Google. Rikin Patel, founder, Online Activist Network of Oz. David de Rothschild, adventurer and environmentalist, England. Jimmy Wales, founder of Wikipedia. Jacob Wallenberg, chairman of Investor, Sweden. Niklas Zennström, founder of Skype. Mark Zuckerberg, founder of Facebook.